Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P Pam known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest.
We waiting
to stretch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. It's incredible how he used the hardest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at?
Where you
people
at?
Waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking.
Listen.
Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer.
Yeah.
Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers.
Yeah.
IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
let's go.
We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
let's go.
We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight shit that break us down, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Friday, September the 24th, 2023. 2021. Maven 98 here, along with
Good morning. It is Friday morning. So, I was a little delayed there because Chris sent me something that was going around. And I had to laugh at it because it was actually the most funniest thing I probably seen in like a week or so. But anyway, we'll get into it because Tony is mad. All right, what's going on?
Nothing much.
Oh, I was going to say.
No updates went out.
Dates went out. I just sent you that, what I got. I don't know if you can see it yet, though. But it's funny. Trust me, it's funny. I should send it out to everybody. All right, what's going on, guys? Wednesday was a good day, good information. Today's Friday. I know you guys didn't expect me to announce the RV today because I tell you, I didn't think it was going to happen today or tomorrow. Talking about Viva Sunday, looks like the opening of an opportunity since I can always say it before 404 gets here. And we count back Sunday through the end of the month. That's 5 days. All right, I'm just messing. Well, yeah, I think the window actually opens Sunday. We haven't gotten anything to change that yet. Okay? Sunday through the end of the month. The banks are still anticipating it. They're in agreement with that since their window opened on the 22nd. They're still looking for it through the end of the month is what they're being told. My guys in D.C. are seeing through the end of the month. So everybody thinks this is going to happen. There's been great, great articles coming out about Iraq. But let me go back and say this before we actually get into it, because I know you guys want to. I want to seriously thank everybody who donated. I do. It's funny, you know, we set up the new Google Pay system, and some of you just waved at us, which I don't know why. I don't know what it does. Waving, which is okay. Some of you just checked out the system. I just want to see if it works. And some of you sent in a dollar, which we greatly appreciate. $1. And I understand, and people said explanations and reasons, but a dollar was all they could do. So, okay. I guess I appreciate the fact that a dollar was all you can do. I do appreciate it. And I'm saying thank you because everybody has different situations. So we absolutely appreciate it. Appreciate everybody else who donated. And it's helping to keep us going, I'll say that. So after the call, you know, I was talking about the donations and how many people donated and don't donate. And Ray said, well, what about all the people that mail in your checks or donations? You didn't say nothing about them? Praise God. And I want you to tell you, I asked him this morning, I said, how many mail-ins did you get? And he told me today, 25. He said, 25 people mailed in donations. And I'm going to say thank you. And I'm going to say thank you to everybody who mailed in their donations because I was just looking at the electronic side when we said we got 5 or 6. But he says he got 25 today or 15 on Monday. So people are actually even doing that. And I don't want to leave you out because everybody's an important part of keeping this thing going. So that's good. So Tish, Tish sent me something this morning. Well, let me say this first. Some people are saying TNT Super Fantastic doesn't come up. It's not as a business. It's as an individual. So that's how we put it up. So maybe that's what you guys are doing wrong. So anyway, I really want to share this with you guys. This is really funny. I'm telling you, it's absolutely hilarious, and I'm going to give them credit. And I even want you guys to go look. So some people are going to say, don't do that, Tony, because, you know, it gets people going other places. And that's okay. When I was in network marketing, I used to tell people, I can make you famous. You know, because I could. I can make you famous. All I got to do is go to one of these meetings, conventions, and things that I do, or when I was doing my presentation meeting, is bring you up on the stage. Because everybody doesn't get to come up on the stage. You know, everybody doesn't get to be in the limelight. Or like they said, if everybody was in the parade, then who would be watching, right? I mean, somebody would be out there. But here's the fact. And I used to do that. That's one of my things. Because once I bring you up, then, hey, everybody wants to hear what you got to say, do, trust, whatever. So this is going to be a little bit different, though. It is. So I don't know if you guys ever heard of Denard Daily. And I want you to go look at it. I absolutely do. I should send this out. It's denarddaily.net. I'm going to give them credit. There's a guy up there. He's listening right now. I'm going to make him famous. All right? He put out this thing that says, Tony Mad, Tony Baloney, and y'all can go ahead and read it. But that's not the part I want you to see. Oh, my God. Go look at it. Look at that. He says, I was mad on Wednesday about the contributions and everything. But I want you to click on the picture with it. His name is Mission First. He's a VIP member. And he is the definition of what they don't want to have the money. I didn't say who. I said what. I want you guys to go look at it. Look at it right now if you can. Come on the call. We'll talk about it. Mission First, VIP member. Look at his picture, and that is truly a toothless crackhead. I mean, a toothless crackhead. I know Raymond don't see his picture. But this guy is actually toothless. I mean, look at him. Complete idiot. But anyway, I wanted to share that with you because it made me crack up when I saw it. And this is the guy explaining what Tony means or what Tony wants to say. So I understand that, and I got to tell you this too. Guys, I do not, for those who are confused, and I hope you guys aren't, there's 10 million people involved in this. And I keep saying we got 125,000 followers on Twitter, and I'm sure it goes out to 10 times that many. But I, Tony, TNT Tony, do not control the RV. I just don't. I'm sorry. I wish I did. I wish I could make all the decisions. I wish I could demand that it go in the next hour. I wish I could change the rate. I wish I could make everybody scream kumbaya. I just can't. Even though these idiots think I can. I cannot. I am not responsible for the RV. We're just here trying to share some information, trying to explain it to people, see how close we are, and the best way to achieve our goals. That's what we're here for. So that was kind of funny. I got some other stuff I'm getting into a little later. I got a tail walk. Or ask 404 how it works, or see what bus lady says as we go along. No, they didn't do that. That's right. I actually wanted to do this. I wanted to get that out because I started laughing when I saw it. It was too funny. It was too funny. I said, if there was ever a toothless crackhead, this is it right here. All right, right. Let's get to it. We got any questions?
Let me see. Questions. Let me get back to that. Let me make this Google Pay statement. We updated the donate page so that those who are having challenges hopefully you can overcome your challenges now. When you go to the donate page, first thing, step number one is going to say download the app. So you have to download the app on your phone before you can do anything else. Then on your smartphone, go back to the web page on your smartphone, not on the computer, on your smartphone to the donate page. And then number two, where it says instant Google Pay, click on that link. And then it will automatically take you right into the app on your phone so that you can make whatever donations you want to make. And you'll see TNT for all those who couldn't find it before. It will automatically do that. So step one, download the app on your phone. Step two, from your phone, go back to the website page, click on those links, and it will launch automatically into the app, the Google Pay that's on your phone, so that you can follow the next steps to do whatever you want to do donation-wise. That's the only electronic process for making donations to TNT. Some of you have decided that this was too much of a headache for you to figure out, so you just opted to send it to My Cash App or My Zelle. Please stop doing that. You're creating a bookkeeping headache for me. I do appreciate the donations, no doubt. We do appreciate that. But people, let's do it the correct way and don't take shortcuts just because you think that's an easy way to do it. We're going through a lot of trouble to get all this set up for you to have it done correctly. So please follow the instructions. Thank you. Where are we? 1 second
okay.
Here. Let me find my link here. Jambi67 says, Tony mentioned on Wednesday's call that he was actively awaiting an update. What was that updated info he received on Wednesday?
Did I say that?
I don't remember that.
I gave you guys the bank information. I think I was really trying to get something out of Iraq. Oh, we were waiting for the for our treasury guy, which we did talk to yesterday. That said everything was still on track. And coming out of D.C., we're still good. And I talked to the banks yesterday and this morning, and they had no changes. So it's really not a whole bunch of information out as far as the process of what's going on, guys, because we're getting right down to it. Mostly everything is about the election coming up. It's about the way that the banking system has changed, or they are changing. It's how they're being proactive now with the loans for businesses, housing, how CBI is saying it's time to activate the banking laws that they did in 2005, 2014, and 2019. It's about them saying they're coming into a new era, and this is the biggest changes in their country, like coming into the modern day era, and they're the only country that's not, as far as electronics, communication, and digital banking. They're praising all of those kind of things. They're not saying anything about, hey, the loads and arms are coming out tomorrow, or the rate's going to change on Thursday, or we're not seeing any of that. And I don't expect to see any of that because they said it in the meeting that they had over a week ago. I told you guys where they said it, what they told them, and now you know the exact dates they were given, because I told you the exact dates so we don't have to guess about it, and the process that's supposed to happen. Our only thing is it going to happen? Because we hear a lot of stuff, and they say a lot of stuff. Doesn't necessarily mean that's what they do. Because today is the 24th, and yesterday they did not resolve the 12 paragraphs. We haven't heard one peep about it. So maybe the second article that said the 29th was correct, because we haven't heard one word about the 12 paragraphs, even though we know they're not needed. So we'll have to go with that and see what goes on. Okay? But everything else is good news. Good news. All right, what's next?
TP40 says, if for some reason the RVIRI goes into the elections, you mentioned on an earlier call that we may be delayed for quite some time. Do you feel this may be the case, or are they enough organized now that they can get it done while the election process is moving forward?
Well, I did say that, guys. And I'm a big enough person to say I'm wrong, if I'm ever wrong. Let me say this. I ain't going to tell you this stuff. Well, you're supposed to be laughing at that. Listen, I got this saying that I do, in fact, say it, though. And actually, I got it from my father. I don't even know if Raymond will remember it. But my daughter believes in it. A whole lot of people believe in it. And they hear me say it. I might not be right, but I ain't never wrong. You hear me say that 100,000 times. I might not be right, but I ain't never wrong. You know why? Situation just changes, that's all. And by that, I'm going to say this. We expected total chaos back in the day because Al Kazemi said he wasn't going to run for office. And we know what their election means and how many groups got to get together and team up and get the most votes and make a decision and go through it. But all we're hearing right now, all I'm hearing from my guys in Iraq, news articles that they're putting out today, is that Al Kazemi is going to get a second term. Now, the difference is going to be this. This time, he can actually say he was voted in. The U.S. just put him in the position last time, right, because of all the confusion and everything. He said he's not going to run for office, which he's not running. He's not out campaigning. He's not promising to do anything. But the majority of the groups are saying he's the one they're going to nominate for office. So he doesn't even have to run. So today they came out and said, is between him and Abadi on who's going to be the next prime minister. Does that make any sense? Maliki already said he's out. He can't get it. Abadi was the guy who was run out of office before Al-Kazemi took over. So why would he get it? So now, yeah, I think things are much smoother. I think it's going to happen that way. I think that's why we see him every day making the comments, changing the laws, making all the meetings, like he's going to be there forever. If anybody else would have just stopped and said, hey, you know, the months are more than half over, Security Avenue President, we'll let them make their own decisions. But he keeps turning on. He keeps making decisions and declarations and even promises about the future like he's going to be there. So I think it would be much easier if that is the case, because nothing's going to change. The ministers are going to change, and he's asking that. He's asking people to change the ministers in parliament. He's asking them to vote out the corrupt so he can have a smoother chance at it. So we'll see what happens. So, yeah, I feel if it doesn't go by the end of the month, it still has an opportunity because of today and what's going on. All right, what's next?
Sunstar, is the Iranian rial and currency rate still showing on the bank screens? Yes, it was. Post-RV, can a U.S. foundation donate foreign currency into another person's trust? No.
Say it again?
You're asking a U.S. foundation donate foreign currency into another person's trust. A foundation is not going to be donating to a trust, period, unless that's a charitable trust. And I don't think that's what you're referencing, the charitable trust. So foundations donate to other recognized 501c3 charities, not trusts. And if the foundation just gave it away to the trustees would have to have a pretty darn good reason for giving away foundation property of value to someone else that has nothing to do with the foundation. So make sure you learn the laws and rules, people, before you start doing things to get yourself in a sling. Chicago says, would you separate your accounts by currency exchange just in case they claw back? For example, the ZIM, would you put that in a separate account? Okay, we've only talked about that several times, but what do you want to say on it, Tony?
I'm going to say that, again, years ago, I was told to separate the dinar from the other currency because it may be taxed. That's all I know. That's all I was ever told. Not to separate each and every one of them. I'm personally, you know, our committee member, he said if they pay you on the ZIM, they're going to take it back. But first of all, he said they're not going to pay you. If they do pay you, they're going to take it back. I would think if all of us go get paid on the ZIM, they're going to have a pretty hard time taking that back. But so I'm really not concerned with once they pay me, it's mine. I'm concerned with are they going to pay? That's my concern. All right, what's next?
Skin Man says, a few calls ago, you mentioned a meeting in Iraq with over 30 banks present. The information was put out as to when the lower denominations could be expected to be seen on the streets. Who put that information out to the banks?
Who put it out to the banks?
Right.
Well, they were at a meeting with CBI and the Director of Finance. Is what the meeting was in Iraq, 30 banks in the countries all participating in this meeting. Not only banks, countries, but contractors and investors. It was a huge meeting in Iraq. You know, again, guys, I told you, and I might not even should have done that, but I'll know after this call if somebody got mad at me now. But the fact is, I mean, hear what they say, but watch what they do. And we've been saying that for years, because they don't always do what they say. So that's the part we got to be wary of. So if we start seeing lower denoms on Sunday or Monday, or people can actually access them through the ATM, then we'll know something's coming up. But it could be any time starting. Wait, I'm going to wait till 4:04 time. He's going to tell us when it starts. All right, wasn't it?
Booyah says, can you please explain exactly what, quote, leaving a percentage of your funds in the bank, end quote, actually entails? It is still my money, but I am giving it to the bank to use, and I cannot touch it for a set amount of years. Do I collect interest on it, and can it be set up to be compounded? What happens to it if I pass away?
Those are all agreements you got to sign with the bank, guys. Listen, when we say leaving money in the bank, it's no different than putting it in a CD. You don't have access to it because it's in a CD for whatever time that you put it in. It's no different than putting it into a long-term investment because you don't have access to it. What it's doing is saying, hey, I'm going to put this amount of money in this account, and I'm not going to touch it for the agreed amount of time, a year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, whatever you agree on. I'm not going to touch it. But while it's sitting over there, you're going to pay me this amount in interest. Interest is calculated over a year to be paid out monthly. Whether it can be compounded or not is something you have to talk to them about, okay? Whether you can move it to an interest to another account and get the same interest, you're going to have to talk to them about. Your agreement is for the next 3-5 years, I'm going to leave this amount of money here. You're going to pay me this amount of interest, period. It's still your money, will always be your money. They're still not just going to sit it there. They're going to take that money and use it in investments, things they want to do to generate that interest. They could take that money and put it in sweep accounts every night on its investments and get whatever percentage they get off of it. They're still only going to give you your 20% a year, 15% a year, 10% a year, whatever you negotiate. They could be making, and Danny will come and correct this, 1% a night, if that's what they make, or 0.1% a night for the next 20 nights. And still end up with more than you're going to get because that's the business they're in.
Okay, Dakota Man says, went to the site Tony mentioned, found the picture. Did Tony notice the posted location for that individual? It was Texas, LOL.
Okay. No. Is he in Texas? I don't know. It was just
that's
funny.
The posted location for the person. So, anyway.
Oh, well, I'm not a member. Oh, yeah, it says location, Texas. Sure does. Mm-hmm. You're right. Oh, my God. That is too funny. I'm telling you. All right, what's next?
Live callers, 754 area code. You are on.
You're on, Glenn.
Oh, good morning. Hold on 1 second. Let me get you off speaker.
Okay.
Good morning, Tony, and good afternoon,
good
Ray.
Good afternoon.
Another non-Mahjong sunny Florida day. My question is, are the banks and the contractors, are they in any way prodding Iraq to get this going?
I don't know that they're prodding them to get it going, but I'm sure they want them to go.
And my other question is, any news about the citizens there? Are they getting up in arms? Are they protesting? Are they doing anything with the not being paid salaries, with this not going forth, not getting what they were promised? And are they upset with Kazemi because this has been gone on for so long?
They're not upset with Kazemi, but it does say they're getting upset about not getting paid, not getting jobs. There is one group, God, I forgot who it was earlier, that are warning them that the citizens are talking about taking it to the streets again and starting to protest and riot. But that, I don't foresee that happening until after the election. I think these guys are getting by out there with their pre-election speeches and promises, and that Al Kazemi came out today and he told them, don't let these guys' promises of riches and houses and money, everything, to sway and buy your vote, because there are things that they can't do. But I think they're placating the people even just by doing this. So in saying that, let me say this too. It's one of the reasons I am cautious, even about the fact of this happening by the end of the month, by the RV happening, because so many of them are using it as propaganda. And I'm talking about the RV, changing the exchange rate, what they're going to do, talking about the dinar currency is being held captive, and everybody has that as part of their election speech. The fact that they're using it so frequently and freely, I'm thinking they may let this go right up to the election, because it's everybody's main thing of what they're going to accomplish for you if you elect them. To change it in the last 10 days, it could be, you know, Al-Kazimi's ace in the hole at the same point. But it makes me stop and think, let me see what's really going to happen. Anyway, go ahead. What's next?
No, well, that was kind of my last question about the election, being that the election is so close and we hear all this great news that things in the budget have not been resolved. Are they really going to let this go beforehand, or is it going to go through to the election so they get the person they want in? But you basically did answer it. I don't think you have anything to add. Am I correct?
Well, both yesterday and today, in Al-Kazimi's speech, in his letter, he talked about how the budget had already been passed. He keeps saying that the 2021 budget has already been passed. So I know they're not concerned with it at all. Nobody's fussing and fighting about it. And again, they didn't even mention the 12 paragraphs that they've been using for an excuse of not to release it. So, no, I don't think the budget's an issue at all.
All right. Well, you've answered my questions. Maybe Monday will be a Money Monday, but otherwise, have a great weekend. And if nothing happens this weekend, we'll be back on Monday. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a super fantastic weekend.
Okay.
All right, guys, hold on, my wallet. Hold on.
Right.
Hold on.
No,
you don't need your wallet yet. You don't need your wallet yet. We don't have no ATM
right.
machine or nothing. Let me tell you guys something. She just made me think about something for this weekend. And is she still there? No, she's gone. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, she is gone. She hung up and gone.
Okay. I got a call from Canada. And she's probably listening on here. Then I got a couple emails. Then I got a text. And then people are telling me, asking me and saying, because it's this weekend, Tony, are you hearing that in Texas, of all places, Texas, starting Saturday or on the 1st, you can only withdraw $600 out of your bank account? So they're telling everybody to go get your money out of your bank now, because the Fed are going to charge you 21%. On your money, over $600. But they're only going to allow you to get out $600 a week. And they ask me, have I heard that, what they're supposed to do? And I'm saying, no, I haven't heard that. Because I hadn't heard that. Which is ridiculous. So then I get that, hey, Tony, starting Saturday, all the truckers in the country are going to stop driving their trucks. They're going to shut down the United States of America because they're not going to drive their trucks. They're not going to import, export. They're going to shut down all of the businesses because they're not going to deliver products and services starting Saturday. Now, guys, the trucks, our economy, our banking system, all is supposed to be shut down because the RV didn't happen. No, not because the RV didn't happen, because the guy who's supposed to make the RV happen didn't make it happen. And suppose all of this is because Trump's rally on Saturday. He's having a rally tomorrow, in case you guys didn't know it. Everybody's freaking out. People are telling them they're spreading Saturday, we don't get any more money. We can only get $600 out of the bank. All our money's going to be charging 21% by the feds. our national economy is going to stop because Trump's rally, and he's telling everybody, don't do anything anymore. He's going to crash our economy. This is the craziest, stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. The one thing, as I told people last night, we were discussing this, the only way our banks get restricted is if we go into martial law. That's the law. Not because an ex-president, hey, don't give them more than $600. Are you guys stupid or stupid? The only way the banks get restricted is if our president, our Congress, declares martial law. Anybody see anything that's going on right now to declare martial law? Oh, wait, that wasn't it. Because tomorrow when the country gets shut down and you can't get money out the banks, the Constitution is overturned and Trump gets to go back into the White House. He becomes president again. This is the stupidest crap. What bothers me about this is not that some guy is making it up. It's that a bunch of idiots are believing it. Well, not, I shouldn't say believing it, but some are even questioning it, but I guess there are some believing it. That this is coming from our other dinar gurus, and I'm saying you're hurting the process. You're hurting what we're trying to do here, tell the truth, help people go to exchange the best they can, and then help them to do the best they can after they have the money. As this is not helping. This is terrifying people who actually believe you, and why they believe you, God knows. I mean, only God knows, I should say. But it just doesn't make sense to keep this on. How many times have they said this year that Trump was coming back in office? And every time he don't, they make up something new. Now, this is just the latest, greatest. He restricted to $600. The whole economy is going to shut down on Saturday when he has his rally. Everybody's going to protest after that. Now, when it doesn't happen, look these gurus in the eyes. I'm telling you, and you know who they are because they keep putting it out because I keep getting it. Complete idiots. And tell them enough of this is enough. Let's talk about the dinar. Let's not scare people. Let's not tell everybody it's not going to happen until Trump says it happens because that's just ridiculous. Anyway, she said this weekend, and that's supposed to happen starting tomorrow. Just made me think of it. All right, what's next? Anybody? Nobody.
All right. 208 was the one that I held off. So you're on 208.
All right, you got your wallet?
Hello.
208. Hello.
Yes, it's 208. Hello.
Ready to go?
How many times in the past 10 or 15 years that we've been doing this have they said the end of the month?
Well, it's been 10 or 15 years, so at least 10 or 15 times.
Okay. What makes this time different?
It isn't any different. And that's why I always say, watch what they do, not what they expect.
Right.
It could go on just what we're talking about and be on the day after the election. There's one guru out there telling you that the RV is going to be on election day, which, again, doesn't make any sense. It could be 3 days after. I don't know. I'm telling you what we're being told, who we're being told from, what's going to happen. I don't control it. I do say
let's hope this time we really do.
Go ahead.
Let's hope this time we really do, RV.
God, yeah. Let's hope this
and you guys
really
have a great weekend, and I'll be listening again on Monday.
All right.
All right. Thank you, sir.
360, Erico, you're on.
Well, good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray. It's Walt.
Hey, sir.
Walt. You beat 404 on
it. Well, I always heard that the early bird catches the worm. Now, I'm not comparing anybody to a worm, so don't don't twist my words, but because I'm happy to acquiesce to CIA lady anytime.
I'll just say, well, you're digging that hole all by yourself. Go ahead.
Oh, my goodness. I have a couple things that I do have a curiosity about, and that is if Iran has militias inside Iraq, and they have at least three that I've been aware of, and they're crossing the Iraqi border, if Iraq still considers Kurdistan as part of Iraq, they're crossing the border to attack the Iranian Kurds that are taking sanctuary in Iraq. And they claim that they have that right because of the laws that said you can pursue terrorists across border lines. How can Iraq consider the ongoing dialogues with Iran and so forth when they're crossing, they're violating their airspace, their sovereignty when they cross like that? It seems to me to be a little hypocritical to say that they're in control of their country if those kinds of things are ongoing and that absolutely nothing has happened to the militia, at least that I'm aware of, to either sequester them or to actually move them out of the country. Is that logical?
Okay. So you're saying, why is it okay for Iran to come in Iraq and chase after their enemy, but also for Iran to keep the militia in Iraq who are doing their bidding against Iraq, is what you think.
Yeah.
So this is what we know. Iraq met with Iran in their country. They met with them during the meeting. They met with them at the UN. Iran put out a statement saying, this is why we're bombing the mountains in Kurdistan. And here's the kicker. They said we notified the government of Iraq first. So they're saying, we got approval to do this. So,
well, that would be a clock stopper, wouldn't it?
Why would Al-Kazini say, all right, go ahead and bomb? Go ahead. They're Iranians. They just happen to be in Iraq. I don't care if you want to bomb them, as long as you're not bombing Iraqi citizens. I mean, I don't know. You can't be bombing Iraq citizens now just because they're against Iran. Because they'd have to be doing that in Baghdad, Mosul, and everywhere else they are, if that was the case. So long as they're Iranian Kurds that you're going after, have at it.
Yeah, but I mean, it doesn't make sense that the Iranian Kurds would be allowed into Iraq if it weren't for the Iraqi Kurds in Kurdistan saying, you're welcome to come here. And I don't see how they could segregate who's Iraqi and who's Iranian in that deal. That doesn't make sense to me. But anyway.
They're not inviting them in, but they're not kicking them out. They're saying Iraqi Kurds live in the valley. Iranian Kurds live in the mountains. Bomb the mountains.
Okay. Well, I guess I didn't simplify it to that degree. So, and the text I sent you about the calendar, I thought your response was hilarious because when I looked at that and I saw the outlines of the 25th and so forth with a smiley face, I thought, man, you'd get a kick out of that. And it was hilarious. I really got a kick out of your response. Anyway.
I did. And I went over with Ray, too. Walter, this calendar.
Well, I thought it would bring a smile. And, Ray, there's a bill paycheck in the mail to you, and I put my phone number, but I don't know if that always gets there, but I also annotated it with Walt, so I figured you'd get it. Yeah,
thank you, sir.
So, anyway, yeah. Okay, you guys, hey, keep at it, and nothing fails but a lack of trying, so I think that's what you said, Tony, wasn't it? Something like that.
Nothing
anyway,
beats a failure but a try.
But a try, that's
right. Nothing beats a failure but a try. There you go.
I didn't butcher it too bad. So anyway, have a great day, you guys. I'll get out of the way, and that'll make room for Bus Lady and CIA Lady, and I'll stick around and hear what they have to say. So have a great day, you guys.
All right, thank you, sir.
All right, thank you, sir.
You bet.
512 area code. You are on.
Well, good day, gentlemen. How are you guys doing today?
Okay, fantabulous, sir.
Sounds like my bud Tony is in a better mood today, but I had a question about the buzz that's going around in Texas, Tony, this week. I was talking to a wealth manager from one of the top-tier banks, and jokingly, he alluded to me about sit-down meetings with people coming into the banks for sit-down meetings. It may be required that we give proof of vaccinations, having been vaccinated before setting up sit-down meetings. So I was just wondering if you had heard any of the buzz from your banking people surrounding that area. Because he was like, if you're getting ready to come into an inheritance, you better make sure you've been vaccinated, because I'm not going to be allowed to sit down and work with you. But it was like, you know, in a jokingly manner. So I'm like, is something coming down the tube along those lines? And how would that affect the RV?
You know what? I have not heard one single thing about that. I didn't even give it a thought. You're absolutely right. He's absolutely right. I'm sure some people will refuse to work under those conditions or to put their life in danger, you know, just to do a transaction for somebody else. My bank right now, I know you can't come into bank without a face mask. So even now they got, even if you are vaccinated. So I'm sure a face mask would be one of the requirements. I don't know that vaccination would be one of the requirements. But I haven't heard it from any of my banking people. But it's a good question.
Okay. Well, I was just curious, since he brought it up in a jokingly manner. I'm like, well, that might affect people getting ready to do this thing. So it was just food for thought. Anyway, you guys have a good day, and I guess we'll be back on Monday.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Have a good weekend. I am getting Texas here. That's against Texas state law. So I don't know. I really don't know, to tell you guys the truth. I know Texas and Florida are probably going to have issues regardless. But we'll see what happens.
All right, 972, you're on.
Hello there, Danny in Dallas.
Hey, sir.
Hey, Danny, how you doing?
Hey, it's a good day in Texas. Cool front came in day before yesterday. This is the way it ought to be all the time. I understand this is normal for California, but I just can't stay there long. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know it's kind of weird for Texans in California to see people walking shoes on and everything.
Shoes on. With regular hair instead of fluorescent. Yeah. It's kind of odd, for sure. Okay, well, here we are. The end of the month is Thursday. And if we look at a four-day window, that'd be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday for the culmination of this. And with it being another couple of days, I guess our window is like 7 days at this point. I guess that'll work. Yeah. my dream list is getting bigger and bigger. Maybe it's just because it's getting closer and closer. Is anybody else feeling that way? I mean, I have not allowed myself to dream much over the years, but the couple of calls ago, it seemed like one lady was talking about, yeah, she was verbalizing in her head the mathematics of what it is she was holding, and it was making her nervous. I totally agree that you need to verbalize it. You need to communicate it to yourself in the mirror or to your wife or husband, to your kids. Talk to your grandchildren about it, not because you need to say it, not because they need to hear it, but it's really got to get settled in your mind, I'm thinking. I don't know another way to feel comfortable, because I don't want to faint in front of that guy at the bank. You know, that'd just be a bad situation. You know what?
That's right. I mean, and everybody should be thinking in that manner right now, because the longer it's real in your mind, the easier it's going to be to actually go through it when you're sitting there. The calmer you're going to be, the more you're ready to think as things pop up, and you can remember conversations we had over the last 10 years. If you're calm, collected, then those numbers are just close to what you imagine they could be. Oh, yeah, I know what to do with these numbers, and I know what to do with these numbers. Plan A, plan B. I've worked them out, but not only that, I've accepted it. I walk around with it in my head. Oh, yeah, this is what I'm going to do the day this happens, that happens, the day I become a 100,000-aire, millionaire, multimillionaire. And it's not going to be as shocking to your system.
Yep.
I think that's a great thing for people to be doing.
Well, I feel comfortable about the numbers. These are crazy numbers, but it's kind of like playing Monopoly game. It's just a game. It's just numbers. The reality will set in later on, I suppose. Also, one of the other comments that you guys had made on a similar note was to be prepared to voice any plans you might have that indicate to that banker that you're
hold
solid.
Hold on for a second. Hold on
yeah.
for a second, Dan. Grammar, Greg, can you
yes.
mute your phone? Is that you typing? Typing. All right. Go ahead, Dan.
Well, just I thought about three categories that I'm going to be able to verbalize. Just one or two sentences a piece. It shouldn't take more than 30 seconds to get through this, but I want to definitely give an impression to that person that may be making decisions that, it sounds like he does have a plan. And the three categories is my family legacy, which is pretty selfish and personal, but it's a reality when they know you're going to let your money grow in their bank. Another would be spiritual or religious situations. I've got some very specific plans that I've talked with other people around, city council and churches and things like that, and it's going to be a simple statement. And then other is social type things, which is not that far from spiritual things. So I've got those two or three sentences prepared, and I'm ready to go with it. I don't have to have paperwork, because that person may not have any care about what it is I'm going to be doing. I just need to articulate that I'm thinking beyond Walmart, you know? So that's that plan. I'd encourage others to do the same thing. What do you think?
I think it's a great plan. I think it's exactly what I'm saying that people should have in mind. And you broke it down to, hey, I don't need to explain it. I got three little bullet points right here. This is where it's going. That's quick, fast. He can either pick it up or not without the whole explanation. But you know in detail, if you have to expand, you can. If he wants to have a conversation
yeah.
with you, let me just see where he's at with this. You're ready to do that too. Doesn't mean you have
yes.
to have it in writing. Nobody's going to have time to sit there and go through your business plan while they're doing your exchange. That's just unrealistic. And the numbers you leave that exchange with will be your numbers. There's no renegotiating next week, next month, when I go to a wealth manager or get a new wealth manager. Those numbers you sign for that day will be your numbers.
Yep, that's solid. That's solid. Okay, well, unless you can come up with a surprise RV before Monday, I guess I'll be talking with you on Monday. Thanks a lot, fellas. Hang in there.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay. 951 area code, you're on. 951-536.
Hey, how you doing, Ray? Tony.
All right.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, super fantastic. Are the numbers for the ZIM still good?
They're still good as far as we know. I mean, that's what the bank is telling me. So they're still good.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
All
okay.
Right. Thank you, sir.
610, Erico, you're on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. It is G-Man.
Greetings.
NPA.
Hey, right. G-Man, how you doing?
Doing super fantastic, Tony, and I'm glad to hear that those donations came in. That is super fantastic. Everything's looking good for the donation account. Is that correct?
We did get donations. Like I got to say, a bunch of them were $1, $2, and we do appreciate it. It's just the fact that you want people to do it. What I like the most, though, and think is a bunch of people said this is the first time I donated. And I said, okay, maybe we should have switched to Google Pay before. But some people said this is the first time I've donated, or I haven't donated in the last 10 years, 12 years, donated again. So it did help, I guess, switching because some people felt Google Pay was easier. We didn't get the numbers we wanted, but we got people. And it was more important, even the first timers, that people saw, you know, they were part of this. And they should be because, you know, they've been riding on the back of those 100 the whole time. But anyway, thank you. You did a great job. They did a good job. Of new people coming on, so it's not on those same 100 people all the time. But thank you, sir.
All right, that is excellent. Good to hear. Good to hear. Long version, gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your checks and money orders made payable to Raymond Renfro. P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And when you're making out those checks and money orders, ladies and gentlemen, please remember to make them payable to Raymond Renfro. For those of you who'd like to donate electronically, we have a new way to pay, and that is with Google Pay. We're using Google Pay for donations electronically. In order to use Google Pay, download the Google Pay app to your smartphone. That's step number one. Step number two, go back to the TNT Super Fantastic site, click on that red donate button, and click on Google Instant Pay. That'll take you to proper site in order to make your electronic donations using Google Pay. Again, we're using Google Pay for electronic donations. Step number one is to download the Google Pay app to your smartphone. Step number two, go back to to the TNT Super Fantastic site, click on the red donate button and click on the Google Instant Pay on the TNT site, and you'll be brought to the place where you can make your donations electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you're in that site on Google Pay, you'll see TNT Super Fantastic. Type in TNT Super Fantastic. And again, your donations will go through electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members who are still out there making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And as Ray has taught us, remember, verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, KYW, know your worth, and Vegas, 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 and Raleigh, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite weekend.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir. We really, really appreciate it. All your help.
You're very welcome.
And everything else. All right.
I mean, so, I want to remind everybody, let me get this clarification in. That step two, you have to be on your smartphone when you do step two, not on your computer.
Thank you, Ray.
Appreciate that. Pull up the website.
So, I'm saying maybe that's why people are having problems. I don't know. Okay, let me say
that
this
was
real quick
part of the reason.
Oh, it was? All right.
Yes.
So, guys, when we set it up and we did this, and I told you guys real quick that some people already had fake TNT sites out there. And I said R.G. Coleman. But I did say their name, R.G. Coleman. But, you know, I don't know it from anybody else walking up and down the street. But she did send an apology, that she didn't mean to do it. It was an accident, everything else. And I did talk to her and her husband, and she was trying to set up her account. I think she set it up as a group account. That's why you saw RJ Coleman, TNT Super Fantastic. Somebody looking at that. Two other people later on did the same thing. So I didn't know it was a group thing, just because I figured they were just putting TNT in there. But she thinks she signed up for a group. And then two other guys did the same thing. It shows their name and TNT Super Fantastic. One guy had no name and TNT Super Fantastic. So I know some people may have made a mistake when they were setting it up, trying to be part of a group. You just need to set your account up as an individual so that TNT doesn't show up with your name. Now, that's three out of all the people who signed up who got it wrong, had to worry about it. So for the most of that, I don't know anybody else trying to think like they're our site and collect money. But keep doing what you're doing. Keep saying hi. People are saying hi and ask Ray, like, what is that about? They send that hand up and wave it or something. Why are they doing that? But anyway, I think for the most part, it's okay. So look out for that. Look out for that if you're setting up your own. Do not set up a group. Matter of fact, I think we turned off groups. So nobody else should be able to do that. All right? I just wanted to get that in there.
Okay.
Okay. What's next?
Next caller, 409 area code. You are on.
Oh, that's me.
Yeah,
good morning and good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I think this is Ray. I have been making notes now. I've been listening to you for, I don't know, over 7 years. And somewhere along the way, someone asked you your best recommendation on the type of trust. And I can't find my note. You either said non-statutory or you said statutory, and then you either said revocable or non-revocable. Can you tell me what that ideal one is that you talked about?
The ideal one is complex trust.
Oh, a complex trust. Okay. So does that mean that you don't have to say whether it's statutory or non-statutory, revocable or irrevocable?
Of course you do. But that doesn't make the trust. Those are features of the trust.
Okay, so what are the best features for that complex trust?
Well, I couldn't go into all of that on this call. That'd take too long. There's quite a few features, and it's just too time-consuming to try to go over all that on the one-and-a-half-hour TNT call that we do.
Yeah, well, somewhere you just kind of gave, you said, this is what I'd like to do or something like that. And I wrote it down somewhere in my notes and I cannot find it. But it was pretty specific because I wrote it down saying, this is Ray, this is what Ray wants. So what are you doing?
Okay. It's a complex trust. It would definitely be non-statutory. It would definitely be irrevocable from the grantor.
Okay. Okay.
It would have a bloodline feature in it as well as a spendthrift feature.
Bloodline and what?
Spendthrift.
Spendthrift. I'm not familiar with that term. I mean, I know what a spendthrift is, but I didn't know about you could put it in. Okay, so it just keeps somebody from blowing through it, right?
Something like that.
Any other features that you would add?
That was pretty much it, unless I'm missing one, but those are the main ones.
Okay, complex trust, non-statutory, irrevocable to the grantor, bloodline feature, and spendthrift.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very
great.
Much. All right.
You're
okay.
Welcome.
Bye.
That was it. Okay.
Yep, that was
501. Okay, thank you. 501, you're on.
Hello, this is 501. Thank you for the opportunity to join you in the call. Unfortunately, my computer is up and down, in and out, and I can't afford to have it fixed. So are you going to broadcast the toll-free numbers on this call when they come out?
Oh, yeah. Once we do our call, I mean, I don't know the format that the numbers are going to be in, but if there's a link, which I'm hoping they're going to do, we're going to tell you guys where to go to it. I mean, we're going to tweet it out. You get the tweet, you're ready to click on the link. Does it take you to all the numbers that you need and all the information that you need?
Okay, my computer.
Call to discuss anything else you want us to put in it or to help some of you guys go through the document, that's all.
Okay, my computer won't work for in or out, for email in, email out, nothing. So I have no way of determining the numbers unless you list them on this call. Are you going to do that?
No, we're not going to list all the 800 numbers on the call. Well, I don't even know how many they're going to be. But don't play. How did you know we were doing a call today?
I just guessed because you usually did it on Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Okay.
You just guessed and you know the number? Oh, okay. All right. Do you have a cell phone?
Yeah, my wife does.
Okay, then you'll be able to go on her phone and get the information.
Okay, how do you do that?
We're going to send you the link.
Okay, but if you send the link on the computer, I won't get it.
No, your wife will be able to get it on her phone. Is it a smartphone?
I don't know. I'm totally
okay. Okay.
I'm totally ignorant when it comes to that.
Hey.
Okay.
We'll work it out when the time comes. We'll work it out. I'm not
okay.
going to leave you hanging out here. Okay?
Fair enough.
If we have to, right. when the time comes, I'll call your wife and send her the link. How's that?
Whatever it takes, because I don't have any idea what you're talking about. I am totally computer
okay.
ignorant. So I'm flying blind.
All right.
Blind.
Okay.
We'll
look out for
we'll
you.
Work it out.
All right. Thank
okay.
you.
Thank you, sir. 240 area code, you are on.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi. I'm having a hard time hearing you guys. Can you all call me after the call? Because I have something I need to share with y'all, but I don't think it's appropriate for the call. You can call me on that number. Did you see?
Okay,
hello?
I'll give it to Tony.
Okay, thank you.
Right.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right, thank you.
Bye bye.
Wait, Ray.
76.
Ray, hold on. Wait.
Yes.
Is 404 up here?
I don't know. Not yet. I don't see it in the lineup.
I mean, you can't see her at all. Nowhere down there.
No.
All right, text me her number. I got a call.
Not here. It's not on the line.
All right. Okay. Text me her number now. All right.
I don't have it. If it doesn't show up here on the screen, I don't have it memorized. But anyway, 760,
oh.
you're on.
I apologize. I'm just talking, and I was on mute.
Okay.
Glad to hear you
Hi
guys
there.
Doing super Hello. Glad to hear you're doing super fantastic and to the umpteenth degree. And it's a beautiful weekend, I hope, in all 50 states. I have a question, and I think this one is for Tony, but Ray, please help me if you can. You mentioned, Tony, several times that before the Iraq could revalue, that they had to get rid of the corruption out of the government. Does that sound true for the United States, too? Before we can do all of this, we have to get our corruption out, if there's any.
That's never going to happen. Oh, excuse me.
There you go.
I'm sorry. What was that? I didn't hear the answer.
That's never going to happen. They are trying to remove. They're never going to be able to remove 100% of the corruption. It's just not going to happen. We can't move it out of our own government. I mean, we're looking at it on TV every day. If we want Iraq to grow up and be like us, how can we do that? Going through what we're going through as a country, Republicans, Democrats, people getting caught doing things they shouldn't do, people openly lying, saying anything, they're going to do the same thing. People taking money through contracts. It's being done here in the U.S. every day.
You're
trying to remove a large percentage of it. Like I said they've identified 200 politicians, but they're not going to do anything until after the election. They're actually going to go after them. Even then, you're never going to get them all.
Okay. So the answer to the question is no, we don't have to clean up in the U.S. before we can, because we don't have to be done simultaneously, like together.
Oh,
and
no,
I understand.
No, I'm talking about Iraq. There's no way we're going to clean up in the U.S. Nobody's not even trying to clean up the U.S.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Okay. 714 area code. You are next.
Yes, good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray. How's it going today,
good afternoon.
Gentlemen?
Okay.
Super fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing quite well, thank you. I can't complain. This is Panda Bear, California. Okay, Tony, thank you so much for the sweep activity information. Very helpful. When it comes to the gentleman you spoke about that got the 15% for his $300 million, was that one currency or was that a combination of all his currencies?
That was all his currencies.
Excellent. Okay. So this might be for Ray. Just trying to say there's more than one way to skin a cat because we were talking about the different zones, and I have my sister who is in a different zone. So you talked about needing a power of attorney. What are the pros and cons if I took this approach? I actually did my exchange, opened up a separate account with X amount of dollars in it, and then actually added her to that account. What are the pros and cons to that? You happen to know any?
And what, she's going to be able to use that account? And you're not? You're just putting it in for her to use? 100%
correct.
Taxable income to her.
Okay.
According to the IRS, you can call and check and see if they change it, but that's what I remember them saying the last time something like that was brought up.
Oh, man. Okay. All right. Well, so much for that. I'll call and ask them that. Okay, so Tony, you were always saying the longer it takes them to do this RV, get richer. So I just wanted to share with everyone, there's a place in Castro, California that actually has currency, and it's Currency World USA. And their phone number is 510-406-96. The gentleman is Vipul, V-I-P-U-L. So, yes, he's got currency. I know that the dong generally is cheaper through Chase if your Chase Bank offers it. But just food for thought, guys. And I think that would be the end of my questions. So
okay.
You guys have a super fantastic weekend.
All right, thank you.
Perfect.
All right, that was the last caller on the list. Let's wrap this one up.
Okay. I'm a little disappointed 404 isn't here, so
yeah.
I'm going to have to call her personally and say, where were you? Anyway. All right, guys, it's Friday. I was looking for and still looking for something from the 26th through the 30th. 26th through the 3rd, that starts on Sunday. They were told something could happen in that window. We're just waiting here to see if it will. Banks are still anticipating it by the end of the month. DC is still anticipating by the end of the month. It's a very known fact, and it was reiterated to me yesterday, that nothing will happen in Iraq with Iraq's currency until the U.S. Treasury agrees with it. That was reiterated to me yesterday. So that's where we're at. Everything's looking good. The plan they save by the end of the month. And even if it's not the election, we're still in our window. So do what I'm going to do, guys. Enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy your weekend. Be super fantastic while you do it. And share the super fantastic. All right. I hope everybody that wants to be here gets on Google Pay or sends your payment in, and we'll keep doing it. All right, Ray.
Okay. That's going to do it for this week of information. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
I believe the storm will soon be over. I believe.
you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide. I believe the promise that He made.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, He is. And I believe that I will survive. Oh, I believe that God is able.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
This session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. We are out of here.